Did you know that a Chinese man claiming to be the brother of Jesus caused the creation of two Muslim sultanates in China? You see, in the 1800s, during the Qing Dynasty, China was ruled by the Manchus, a foreign people with their own language and culture and history who had come from a land to the north and had managed to conquer all of China. And it was during their rule that they continued the Chinese practice of imperial exams, which allowed anyone in the country to apply for high-ranking jobs in the government and in the army, if they could pass them. And one man by the name of Hong Xiuquan was determined to ace the exams. His entire youth he had spent studying the classic books of Confucianism, and his family sacrificed their savings, putting him into the best schools they could. In 1835, at the age of 21, he attempted the exams for the first time but failed, and was forced to return to his village in shame. The next year he tried again, but once again he failed, unsurprisingly, for the exams only had a pass rate of 1%. But while he was in Guangzhou for the exams, he passed by an American missionary who was giving out pamphlets on Christianity. Hong didn't pay much attention, but took the pamphlets anyway and began his long journey back home. It was now 1837 and Hong was determined to pass this time. He made his way back to the big city to take the exams for a third time. His hopes and dreams were now on the line. This was it, do or die. He must pass the exams this time. And by the way, if you want to support the channel and help me pay my editors, you can sign up for my Patreon, link in the YouTube video description or on my TikTok profile. Anyway, and as the results were coming in, every gleam of hope he felt in his soul, everything he had worked for so hard for these last years, had finally been shattered. He had failed again, causing him a nervous breakdown. For days and days, he was delirious to the point that his family feared for his life. He began seeing visions of his alternative family in heaven. He had a father there who wore a black dragon robe and a high-brimmed hat with a long golden beard, who lamented that men were worshipping demons rather than himself. His celestial father presented him with a sword for him to kill the demons infesting heaven, and with him was his celestial brother to help him do so. Hong realized he needed to take a break from the imperial exams. So for the next few years, he taught at several schools in the area near his village. And when he felt ready once again, he decided to try just one more time. It was now 1843. Hong Xiuquan was now 29 years old. Once again, he took the exams, and once again, he failed. And that's when he remembered the pamphlets the Christian missionary had given him. Reading them again, he remembered his visions of a father and a brother, and he soon began to believe that these pamphlets were describing exactly what he had seen. To him, his celestial father in heaven was the father of the Trinity, and Jesus on earth was his celestial brother. To him, it all made sense now. He began by burning all the Confucian books he had used to study in his house, and he smashed all his Buddhist statues. He began preaching to his community about the visions he had, and some of his earliest converts were relatives who had also failed their exams. Before long, they had begun smashing all the idols in the nearby villages until locals eventually kicked them out. Together, they traveled back to Guangzhou and began preaching their new message to the people, and eventually they founded a new religion they called the Society of God Worshippers, combining elements of Christianity with various local religions. Within a few years, the new religion had grown quickly, and by 1850, they had between 10 and 30,000 followers. By now, they had caught the attention of the Manchu authorities, and tension was growing between the two groups. The Manchu army sent a small force to attack Hong and his followers, but they were ambushed and a deputy magistrate was killed. In response, the government forces launched a full-scale attack, but Hong's followers once again managed to defeat them before beheading the Manchu commander. What was known as the Taiping Rebellion, one of China's longest and bloodiest civil wars, had now begun. Hong and his followers traveled from city to city, fighting several battles with the Manchu army, and supported by the locals were frustrated by the foreign Manchu people ruling their country. Eventually, they managed to take the city of Nanjing, the historical capital, and one of the most important cities in all of China, making it the capital of Hong's new Taiping Heavenly Kingdom. There, they formed their own government and began a total war against the Manchus, giving military training to all locals under their new kingdom and conscripting at least one adult male from each household into the army. For 14 years, war raged between the Taiping and the Manchu forces. Soon, other rebellions began to appear across the country, each spurred on by frustration with the Manchu foreigners. There was the Nian Rebellion and the Red Turban Rebellion and the Miao Rebellion, each supporting each other and supported by smaller rebel groups such as the Small Sword Society and the Black Flag Army. But then there were two rebellions further west that were somewhat different than the others. In Yunnan, the Panthai Rebellion was led by Du Wenxiu, forming the Yunnan Sultanate. And in Xinjiang, the Dongan Revolt was led by Yaqub Bey, forming the Islamic Khanate of Kashgaria. You see, in both of these provinces, Muslims were either the majority or had huge populations there. In Yunnan, the Muslims there were called Hui people, who were almost indistinguishable from the majority Han Chinese population. Many of their ancestors had come to Yunnan from Persia and had mixed in and spread Islam amongst the people. And their main goal was simply to overthrow the Manchu ruling class. In Kashgaria, on the other hand, the rebellion rose as a result of clashes between the Turkic peoples and the Han Chinese. Eventually, the entire region was thrown into chaos, which Yaqub Bey managed to take control of and form a new government. But even so, the sultanates were short-lived, as the Manchu rulers managed to crush the other rebellions in the east. Hong Xiuquan died during a siege, and when the Manchus finally managed to capture the city, they dug up his body, beheaded it, cremated it, and then blasted his ashes out of a cannon. Then they turned their attention to Yunnan and Kashgaria. After fierce fighting, the Manchus overwhelmed the Hui in Yunnan, putting an end to that sultanate in 1873. From there, they then moved further west to Kashgaria, conquering the region in 1879. Once again, China was united under the control of the Manchus, but it would only be a matter of time before a new generation of Muslim generals would take control of these lands again. Like if all for more, Muslim Facts.